Iraq and Lebanon have been rocked by huge protests in recent weeks. Demonstrators in both countries have a lot in common. They're railing against corruption and inequality, and many of the politicians they dislike are backed by Iran. Hanin Haddar has been connecting the dots in an article in Foreign Policy. Haddar is a visiting fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Hanin, your article is headlined, "Iran is Losing the Middle East." What's the essence of your argument?
Hello, Carol. What I'm trying to say is that Iran, although they are still in control of the political and state institutions, Iran have lost everything else that can back its political power in Lebanon and Iraq. So what I'm trying to say is that Iran has been very good at winning military battles, and they have also been great at winning elections and infiltrating state institutions. However, they never thought of what's going to happen next. It turned out that Iran is really bad at governing, at ruling. They have been backing corrupt politicians in order to infiltrate state institutions, and the people in the street have noticed that. And today, it is not a coincidence that the protests in Lebanon and Iraq started as a protest against corruption and eventually turned into protest against Iran proxies in both Lebanon and Iraq. This is not a coincidence.
And I just want to remind our listeners that both Lebanon and Iraq have large populations of Shiite Muslims, and that's where Iran gets its influence in these countries.
Lebanon and Iraq are different. Lebanon has 30% Shia within the Lebanese population. Iraq has majority Shia. And what's fascinating about these two protests is that the Shia are at the core of these protests. Iran is not only losing its corrupt allies in these two countries, it's also losing its Shia support base.
So I guess a shorthand for your argument is that Iran and its proxies in places like Lebanon and Iraq know how to win wars and they know how to gain political power, but they can't seem to deliver on the economy. Is it kind of the old saying, it's the economy, stupid?
Yes, kind of.
But Hezbollah has done a lot more than just be involved in politics. I mean, they've had lots of social programs and medical care and all sorts of things that would seem to address the concerns of Lebanese. And that went back in the 1980s, 1990s. But you're arguing that Iran, through its proxies like Hezbollah, have failed to deliver a social and economic vision.
Of course. How? Of course, because two things here. One is that this was a long time ago, and they only catered for the Shia. They did not really cater for the Lebanese people. They catered for the Shia population because this is how they wanted to get the Shia political support base. The second important thing is that these services are no longer catering for the Shia. They do not have the same funds that they used to have 20 or 30 years ago. Today, they are only catering for their members and the families of their members, which is not the Shia community. So that's why they failed.
The U.S. has almost strangled Iran's oil exports. As a result, Iran's revenues have fallen catastrophically. How has that impacted cash flows to Iran's proxies in Iraq and Syria, the very people we've been talking about?
Yes, definitely. This has definitely contributed to Hezbollah's crisis, their financial crisis. They have stopped serving the majority of the Shia population. They couldn't employ people anymore. They started firing employees. And they have started to think, to reconsider every step they make in terms of a war with Israel or more military adventures in the region because they cannot afford to have these wars. So this has affected them, tied their hands in terms of military adventures, and also started to create discontent within the Shia community who are no longer benefiting from Hezbollah's services and employment.
So could we be seeing a gradual shift in Iran's influence in places like Iraq and Lebanon, given these protests, given the fact that the traditional ways of propping up proxies isn't working?
We are already seeing this shift. Hezbollah today in Lebanon is a very, very difficult position. The Iranian-backed militias in Iraq are also in a very difficult position. They have lost their people. And this is a very important pillar in their political power and public support.
Hanin Haddar with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thanks a lot.
You are welcome. Thank you.